doing it.
Well, let's ask Brian real quickly. What's the movie about? Drop Dead Roses. That's why you guys are here. You're talking about it and you're filming it. Tell us a little bit.
Drop Dead Roses is about these two guys that own a flower shop called Drop Dead Roses. And the premise behind the shop is that you send dead roses to people that you hate, people you want to fire, girlfriends you want to dump.
See, you know, this is great because exactly. I'm actually a big prick.
See, exactly.
So I would use this service.
Exactly. That's We'd send great. Them that or a box of stepped on crushed chocolates, a box of, you know.
Abused chocolates.
Yeah, slightly abused chocolates, yeah. Things like that, you know, with notes like, you know, I can't believe you, you dumped me, or, you know, you're a prick, don't ever call me again. Or the guy saying, look, you know, I'm banging this chick, and you know what? You're just not doing it for me, honey, okay? So here's a bunch of flowers. Have yourself a good one. You know, so it's that type of premise. And what happens is me and Eddie McGee play the two owners of the business, and I get sent out on delivery because he's just so sick with a hangover, and it happens.
Why doesn't that seem like it would be a big stretch for you to play, Eddie?
That's
exactly. Then he literally hopped into the part with no problem.
It's like the man who doesn't finish his words.
you know what's
too much for him.
Eddie, not only are you trailing off again, but you seem like the kind of guy, like these guys are making fun of the fact you got the one leg. You said you'd stand up on your leg, wave your crutch, and say good duh. He said you hopped into the part. Why don't you're bigger than both of them. Why don't you whoop some ass?
No. It's too early for that.
We had like a 3-minute window of excitement, and it's gone, and we played a song.
Gone, man.
We missed it.
Way to go.
So what happens, Mr. Captain Excitement over here, and you own the shop.
Right, and the night before of this one delivery, I had gone into a bar, had a rough day, because I got punched out by a guy who I had a delivery sent to him from his girlfriend, dumping him, and he punched my lights out. So I have this big black guy walk into this bar, and the barmaid and the woman in the film, her name is Kayla, and they played by the actress Diana Devlin, who is, in real life, my girlfriend. And we get along really well. I ask her out, but she already has this boyfriend. So then I go and I make this delivery, and it turns out I come to the door and it's her door, and it's her own boyfriend dumping her, telling her I'm banging this bombshell of a blonde, played by Chris.
Chris,
right?
The prick.
He comes in the show. He's like, I want to make sure you see her cry and blah 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 blah.
I come in and I see Jason because he's not correct. He's out on a delivery.
Played by Eddie.
I see Eddie there, and I say, I want you to deliver these dead roses and make her cry. And here's 50. Keep the change. I want to make sure that she cries.
And you're so rich because you own
I own a strip club.
A strip club.
Yeah, I'm a reputable citizen.
Yo, don't give it away, man.
You're saving everybody $9.
Yeah, really.
Man.
Way to go, Chris.
Yeah. So then the rest of the movie... exactly. Man. So after I go there and make this delivery and just dump her for him, I totally try to make it up to her, and the rest of the movie is me trying to get back with her.
Cool.
It's really funny. And it's just the deliveries are really funny, the situations that happen. I mean, just the whole visual dynamic of Eddie on one leg going to kick someone's ass is just hysterical.
So when you
not like you can't do
you,
it, dude.
When you kick the ass, Eddie, do you fall over?
No, man. I bust some ass. You want to, man, we'll go outside right now. You want to do a little boxing?
Yeah, I do.
Street fighting?
You nearly did it on the tee the other day, right?
Yeah.
Some guy saying, get the voices out of my head, get the voices out of my head.
On the street?
Yeah, coming from New York, I mean, that's natural, but I didn't expect it up here in Toronto.
Oh, no, we know that guy.
Yeah, we know him.
Yeah.
No, we
his name's Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Yeah, you had a funny experience?
Remember our little, when I first met these guys, the first day I met these guys, we're out on Queen Street.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was this guy, we were sitting, trying to have a conversation and eat our, like, whatever.
We were just eating some lunch.
Exactly, and there was this guy on one of those old-fashioned 50s bikes.
Yeah.
You know, like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, like the farmhand bike.
Yeah. And he's walking, and you can see he's really, really kind of pissed off, and he turns around and stops this.
What got our attentions, we're at the table, and we hear in the background, Toto! 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 And we both turn like, what the hell is that? And we see this guy on the farmer bike, and this other guy, like this big grin on his face, like a few feet behind him, just sauntering behind him, going, Toto!
The guy on the bike stops and he says, excuse me, do I know you or something? Because you've been following me for 6 blocks yelling, Toto, Toto, 6 blocks. Now, the guy on the bike couldn't ride away because he had a big bag. So he had to, like, walk the bike. And this guy, the other guy walks up and puts his hand on his shoulder. He's like, it's all right, man. Don't worry about it. And you can see the other guy on the bike getting visual, like, don't touch me.
He starts cringing away from him, like, don't touch me. Who do I know you? Stop it. It's okay, Toto.
He was calling him Toto.
Toto.
He's calling him Toto. And I guess it was because of the bike or something.
That was great.
So the whole day, our whole joke was, Toto! Toto!
We're here with Brian O'Halloran from the movie Clerks and Dogma and Chasing Amy and a bunch of other movies, Mallrats. Eddie McGee, the winner of Big Brother, which unfortunately is coming back. No offense to you, by the way. Yeah. And Chris Diamantopoulos, who is in the Full Monty. Go and see him. We'll wrap things up in just a few minutes. Right now, we got to check your drive to work. I'm still laughing about Toto!